From Tidbits on September 23rd, 2013, this is 7 Top Tips for iOS 7 by Josh Centers. You've installed iOS 7, updated your apps, and played with the big new features. But here are 7 top tips culled from the massive set of tiny changes in iOS 7 that you might have missed. Post to Twitter and Facebook. You might have noticed that the buttons you could previously use for quick posts to Twitter and Facebook are absent from Notification Center in iOS 7, but there's an easy workaround. Just tell Siri to send a tweet or post to Facebook, and it presents you with a text box into which you can type your message. Thanks to Stephen Aquino for this one. Multitask your multitasking. You know the fancy new multitasking view in iOS 7, the one you activate by pressing the home button twice quickly? You might know that you can close an app by swiping up on its preview. But did you know that you can use multiple fingers to quit up to 3 apps at once? Also check out that parallax effect. On the level. While iPhone users find themselves needing the sort of directions Maps provides in populated areas more than the directions provided by the Compass app, the redesigned Compass app in iOS 7 sports a handy new level feature. Just swipe to the second screen to access it, and tilt the iPhone in a variety of directions to see how it helps you determine various angles. If you need a relative level reading, you can tap the screen to zero out the level. Tap it again to return to absolute level readings. When did I say that? Previously, messages didn't show a timestamp for every single message. It still doesn't by default, but if you slide a message to the left, it reveals a timestamp for every message sent and received. It only shows the timestamp while your finger is on the screen. As soon as you let go, it bounces back. Talk blocking. Wish you could block harassing or annoying phone or FaceTime calls, text messages, and iMessages? Now you can. Navigate to Settings, Messages, Blocked, or Settings, FaceTime, Blocked. Tap the contact you wish to block, and the people on your block list will have to settle for sending you email. You can remove a block by tapping Edit and then the Unblock button. Stream your videos. You can finally stream your purchased iTunes movies and TV shows from the cloud instead of having to download them to your device. Just open the Videos app, and they should all be there. Tap a title from the grid, then the Play button to stream the video. You can still download videos for offline viewing if you want. Tap the cloud icon in the upper right corner. At a friend's house, I went to stream one of your movies without draining your iPhone's battery dry. The Apple TV 6.0 update offers an AirPlay from iCloud option, which you can enable on the Apple TV under Settings AirPlay. Now, when you AirPlay an iTunes video from your iPhone to the Apple TV streams the video from iCloud instead of from your iPhone. Filter the web. There's now a built-in web content filter in iOS 7. To activate it, go to Settings, General, Restrictions. Tap Enable Restrictions, which prompts you to set a restrictions passcode. Then scroll down to Allowed Content and tap Websites. You can choose either to limit adult content or limit browsing to specific websites. The default whitelist includes the Apple homepage as well as a number of kid-friendly sites. Even if you choose the Limit Adult Content option, you can customize the list of websites. When you try to navigate to a verboten website, you're politely informed that it's restricted and given the opportunity to continue if you enter your restrictions passcode. This works in Safari, but also in in-app browsers and third-party browsers like Chrome. When the web filter is enabled, you cannot turn on private browsing in Safari. However, Chrome can still create incognito tabs. Bonus tip, timers and lock screen. We couldn't resist just one more. If you use the Clock app's timer function for cooking, there's a useful little addition to iOS 7. The timer countdown appears in the lock screen, so you can see how much time is left on your souffle with a quick glance. Is your top iOS 7 tip not here? Tell us about it in the comments. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. Visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.